Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I tell you what, I don't know if I should be happy or overwhelmed with tears of joy. A little bit of me wants to just lay out and cry. It is 12:08. It is Saturday, December 7th. Happy holidays to you and your family. You're listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And if you're wondering why I'm so emotional, yes, I took my medicine this morning and I am going through menopause, but neither of those are the reason. I am at a place that I only dreamed about, that I prayed about and asked God to send me something like this for my children. And I'm sitting in it, doing my show live from it in Woodbury. I am at We Rock the Spectrum Woodbury. It is the franchise location here in Woodbury, right off Wooddale Drive. And it is an indoor playground for kids with autism. The floor is matted. It has all the sensory toys that you can shake a stick at, and it's not just for young children, right? Because I have a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 12-year-old who are all on the spectrum. Well, they've got a teen room, and today is the grand opening, and I brought my kids in here, and I'm telling y'all, I could have cried. Because as a parent, when you take your autistic child to the park or the playground or an indoor park and they start stimming or they get overstimulated or they can't hold it together and they burst out and start crying, parents look at you funny. And then other kids start treating your kids funny. And by funny, I mean different. And then you grab your child because you don't want to interrupt or disturb anybody else's good time. And you start apologizing for your child. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. I'm so sorry, you guys. I apologize. And then the kids who may be having a good time who are with you. Now, we all got to go home and we all got to start over, right? Not today. Not anymore. Not in the Twin Cities. We Rock the Spectrum Woodbury is a place where you can bring your autistic children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews to play for hours in a safe indoor park. And I'm so proud to say that I actually know the owner. She is like a sister to me. And I know that this was no small feat. This is a labor of love. And she has taken care to open these doors and to build this place, not just for my kids and her kids, but all kids on the spectrum. And so I want to welcome Josephine Martinez. She's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Josephine, this was a labor of love. I mean, you got all the toys. You got healthy snacks in the vending machine. You got toys that people can buy. You got the clown. You got the workers. They're being so gentle with the kids. It is a beautiful day. Like I said, this is something that I pray for, and you answered my prayer.
Thank you, Shaletta. Yes, this is a dream come true for me because, as you know, I myself have 6 sons, and all of them have a diagnosis of autism. And so finding safe places to play was a feat, right? You know, because as you say, you know, when our children are little, they receive a lot more grace, right? You know, when you've got the 4-year-old who's thrown himself to the ground because he's overstimulated, people have a little more grace. But when you have the 14-year-old who throws himself to the ground, and so much of the population doesn't understand how difficult, you know, the world can be for our children, that's definitely something that as a parent hurts. You don't want your child to stand out. You don't want your child to be looked at differently, any of that. And so to have somewhere safe to bring them, where other parents go, yep, I know, I absolutely get it. My kid does that too. Do you need help? That is something priceless for parents like you and myself.
And I walked in here and I got here almost when it opened, and there were already parents here lined up waiting to get in with their autistic children. What's been the feedback from parents who have brought their kids here?
Everything's been overwhelmingly positive. People have been so excited that there's essentially finally a place where our kids can go and play safely and, you know, grab a cup of coffee and sit at our bar and not worry, because you can see the entire gym. You can see your child is on the zip slider, or they're, you know, playing in the arts and crafts area, or, you know, they're on a swing. You can do that here as a parent, because we get it. We're parents ourselves, and, you know, this is our life. So we understand sort of from the child's perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, it's beautiful, because while I sit in here and do my show in your sensory room, where kids can come and calm down and cool down, get back to baseline, and then go back out there and finish playing, Sean's sitting there eating a cookie. And he's watching the kids, and he has a line of sight on all three kids at once. And that's a big deal, because a lot of times when we take our kids to playgrounds, the designers are not intentional. And so there may be three or four exit points. There may be rooms or doors or places where they can go where we lose a line of sight. And that's how our children who wander escape and wind up running out to a lake or running out into the middle of the street. And it's one way in, one way out. Everything is locked down, and the parents can sit in one spot and see everything all at once. Talk to me about how important that is.
I mean, it's vital. It's vital because, like you say, so many other play places aren't designed that way, aren't designed with, you know, parents' peace of mind and also children's safety. I mean, a lot of us have elopers. You know, I have a child who will absolutely sneak out a side door if given the opportunity. And so here, I don't have to worry. I say, go and play. And at any moment, I can turn my head and I can see where all my children are.
It is beautiful. I got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, Josephine, I want you to stick with me, because this was a labor of love for you. You have six kids with autism. You have a husband. You have a house. You've got dishes to wash. You've got lots of laundry to do. But when you moved here from Georgia, this was the first thing that you told me you wanted to create, not just a place where the kids could play, but a community for parents. We're exchanging phone numbers. We're talking. We're sharing stories. We're hugging. It feels like we are home. And this was not an easy feat. So I want to talk to you about that, what it took to put something like this together, and how the heck did you get it done with six kids and a husband? More with Josephine when we come back. She's so inspiring. She's so amazing. She's Josephine Martinez, the owner of the brand spanking new We Rock the Spectrum in Woodbury, an indoor playground for kids with autism. And she is joining me now on the Shaletta Show on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, continuing our conversation about this village that she's built. Now, look, Josephine, I just need to put everything in perspective from people. You are not a native Minnesotan. You and I met, like a year or two ago, 2 years ago, at a retreat for parents who have kids with autism. We immediately bonded, and I started telling you about all the services that they have for kids with autism here in Minnesota. You were living in Georgia at the time, and girl, you packed up and moved like the Beverly Hillbillies. So you've built this community in several months. You have not been here that long, and you've gotten a buy-in from all these moms and dads and grandparents to build this village, and your indoor playground is packed today. I mean, it's beautiful to see all the families coming in with their autistic children. They're playing. How did you build this community of people in such a short time, being that you just moved to Minnesota from Georgia?
Well, you know, Shaletta, nobody does anything alone, right? And that's very true. We Rock the Spectrum Corporate has been vital to our success as we have built this, as well as our landlord, Fallbrook Partners. They have been so supportive, so incredible and amazing to work with as we have built this out, because this was literally an empty warehouse when we first saw it. It was completely gutted, and they came in and you see it now. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it is beautiful. I've been taking pictures. I've been getting video. I've been posting it online for any parents or grandparents who have kids in their lives, caregivers who are autistic. And you know the challenge and the struggle you face going to a playground, going to an indoor park, going anywhere, period, and how you have to apologize and how you have to leave early and how you are on edge when you go there and you're on guard because you're afraid and you don't want your child to elope and run out and drown in a lake or run out in the middle of the street. Facility that you've set up is so perfect. It is exactly what we didn't know we needed. And I'm trying to figure out how in the hell did you do it? Because you have six boys, okay? Yeah. Now, anybody knows six boys is already a lot, but all six of your children are on the spectrum. How did you manage to do this? Because I'm going to tell you something. I would have just found some stuff for my kids and hell with everybody else's if I got six kids. You designed a place for your kids to come and have fun and be safe, but not just your kids, but all of our kids.
Yes. Yeah. I've always said that something that we need in this world is more kindness and more acceptance. But if you put a child like mine, or I have a nonverbal child, and if you put him in a classroom all day long with peers like himself, no one's going to know about him. The neurotypical children aren't going to know. They're not going to know how to interact with what they do. And, you know, that's where we face so many difficulties, that not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here we've had so much acceptance. Really, the community has welcomed us with open arms. And I have found more support and more acceptance here than I ever did in Georgia. And that's been, I think, vital to creating this for us as well. Because, you know, if the community didn't need it, that would be something different then. We wouldn't necessarily be here. But the community needs it. You know, as you know, we're located next to the Achievement Center. Also fantastic place. And, you know, something I see often in that room is the neurotypical siblings sitting around and waiting for their other sibling. And why can't I go play in the gym too? And so that's something else we wanted to create. We wanted to create a space where, yes, we cater to the autistic or the disabled individual, but we also cater to other children as well. We want our neurotypical friends to join us. We want our neurotypical friends to play. We want to involve them in our lives, because the more support and caring and understanding we have for each other, the better place the world is.
It is a beautiful place. I've got people texting me now. It's We Rock the Spectrum in Woodbury on Wooddale Drive, right off of 494. It's very easy to get to. Family Achievement Center is on the other side of the parking lot. You've got great signage pointing people to the back of the building, and the parking is great. You can, you know, drive right up. Now, somebody just texted me and they want to know how it works, because today the fee is waived. So if you're looking for something free and fun for your kids to do, come on out, because it is amazing. They got cookies, they got clowns, they got face paint, they got balloon animals, and they got lots of fun for your kids and teens on the spectrum. But also, you know, you're going to be here beyond today. So people are texting and they want to know, is it a membership-based services? Can they come and play for the day to check it out before they sign up? How does it work, Josephine?
So you can come in and do what we have most days is called open play. And you come in and it's $18.99 for 2 hours. You come and play. It's mostly on an honor system. We just ask that, you know, if it's full, to please be careful of your time, so that we can allow time for everyone to come and play. Our capacity is 60, though, so we do have plenty of space. And we do have monthly memberships available. They start at $250 for one child. But the wonderful thing about our monthly memberships is there's no limit to when you can come play. As long as the gym is open, you're welcome to come and play. We'll also offer birthday services. We are working on getting approved by the state of Minnesota to be on their waiver program so that you can use your waiver funds for your membership or for respite, which we hope to offer soon, and summer camp. We will have summer camp in the summertime. All those things that our children can't go and do, we will have that here available for your child.
That is beautiful. Okay, tell people how they can get in touch with you. Give them the address. Give them the website. Give them the phone number, because they're blowing my phone up like I'm Google. I'm not Google, okay? She is going to tell you where to get this, because this is something that parents and grandparents and caregivers who have kids on the spectrum, who most of the times on the weekend sit at home because you're too exhausted to go anywhere. You don't have the strength or the energy to chase them around at a park or indoor playground, especially when it gets cold outside. Then you're options get a lot more limited. This place is perfect to keep them engaged, make them run, make them tired so they can go home and take a nap and you can get some dishes done. Yeah, let them know, girl, where you at.
So we are located at 2101 Wooddale Drive. We are Suite E, so we are located at the back of the building. And like you mentioned before, we are in Woodbury. And we have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram page. You can check us out there. We also have a TikTok page. So if you're more into TikTok, you can always check us out there. And we also have a website. So you can also check us out there. And you can do a lot of things on the website. You can sign up for a time to come play. And we obviously honor those reservations. You can book the initial part of the birthday party. You can book it online. If you want to do camp and all that, that will be able to be registered online. You can also call us. We have a phone number, and we are available most of the time. It's 651-760-7625. You could email me. We're info@werockthespectrumwoodbury.com, and we can help you out that way as well.
Okay, now what is the one-day, two-hour play is $18.99?
That's correct.
Okay, $18.99 for 2 hours, mm-hmm, for one child. Okay.
And we do, and like I said, we don't monitor. It's more based on an honor system, really. Mm-hmm. You know, we ask that people be mindful of their time if we're full.
Yeah. And it's werockthespectrumwoodbury.com. And you can go there, WOODBURY, and you can get information about open play, scheduled time, parties, classes, and just get more information about We Rock the Spectrum Woodbury, about Josephine and her husband, Oliver, who's going to be joining us later in the show. Okay, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do, because I want to bless you and I want to bless some families. So, the next 10 parents who call Josephine at We Rock the Spectrum Woodbury at 651-760-7625, I am going to pay for your child to get 2 hours of play. Just give Josephine your name, phone number, and email address. The next 10 people to call 651-760-7625. Give Josephine your information, and I'm going to treat you and your autistic child to 2 hours of free play here at We Rock the Spectrum Woodbury, an indoor spot and a play place for kids with autism. Josephine, I hope you got somebody on the phone line, girl, because they're about to blow you up.
We do. We actually have corporate here today. If you come in today, you can meet our CEO. And you, later on, we'll also have Kate of Finding Cooper's Voice will stop by. We'll be here.
Yeah. And what time are you going to be closing? Because there's some folks who are texting me right now. They said they're out running errands. They're going to do lunch and they want to know if we're going to still be open. What time are you closing today?
Today we're closing at 5, but normally our winter hours are until 6 p.m.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all got it till 5 o'clock. Get your lunch in. Come down here. Say hi to me. Say hi to Josephine. But be sure to call 651-760-7625. And the first 10 people to call, I got you for a free 2 hour playtime for your autistic child. Josephine, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Shaletta. I appreciate you.
All right. You all stick around. There's more to come.